Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. March the 12th, Resurrection Life.
All this week, Derek will be looking at how we overcome Satan by the blood of Jesus, the word of our testimony, and by not loving our lives to death. Today he shows us how the shed blood of Jesus affirms our God-given physical bodies. Leviticus 17:11 says, "The life of the flesh is in the blood." When Jesus poured out his blood, he poured out his life. As I understand it, the life of God was released into the universe. And no mind can really comprehend the fullness of what that means.
John chapter 6, verses 53 to 54. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly," in other words, of utmost importance, "I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day."
Bear in mind that our redemption is not complete until the resurrection. In Philippians 3 verse 12, Paul said, "Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me," which is, in verse 11, the resurrection of the body. Some people have the impression that their bodies are not very important, but God says our bodies are very important. They're temples for the Holy Spirit. They are, according to Psalm 139 verse 14, fearfully and wonderfully made. And God isn't going to leave our bodies in a state of decay. He's going to resurrect them with glory, like that of Jesus. Redemption is the full outworking of Jesus' sacrifice, and it's consummated by the resurrection. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lamb. Like Paul, I press on that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. I proclaim that I overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, and I do not love my life to the death. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.